So Graeme, talk me through, I suppose, first of all, your thoughts on the Patrick Swell victory and the task you had that day to get over the line.
Yeah, look, I suppose we probably started quite slow and that our shooting was a bit off and missed a couple of handy frees, I suppose, that Patrick probably disappointed as well. But look, it was a very cold day, I suppose, as well, and I suppose that might be a factor on that as well. But at half-time, I suppose, we were happy enough. We weren't playing that great, but we weren't too far behind, and we knew coming out in the second half we had a good enough chance. So, look, there was a bit of a breeze there in the second half, and obviously that helped us. But, look, they had a couple of goal chances as well, which we managed to clear off the line and things like that. But obviously it was a very tight game, and we didn't lead it to I think it was the 58 minute before we actually finally got the lead. Thankfully it was the right time to do it, and going into the last few minutes. So look, it was a very tough game obviously, but we were happy to come out the right way, right in.
You must take an awful lot from it though, given the circumstances in terms of being behind again and coming back, and those saved goals, so the missed opportunities for yourselves. There's an awful lot to it, like.
Yeah, I suppose, look, there's two ways of looking at it. I suppose, look, we've been behind in a few games, but you'd want to be taking that chance all the time, and I suppose as the opposition gets better now, and I suppose Bally is another step up again once the final. If you leave these teams, you get ahead of you too far, there'll be a day where you won't be able to get back. But look, thankfully over the last couple of matches we showed a good spirit and fairness in getting back into the games and going on to win them as well. So hopefully things like that can continue as well.
You've obviously already gone one step further this year in Munster, but how different is that approach to the Munster campaign this year compared to last?
Yeah, look, I suppose looking back on last year, I suppose when we were involved in the first last year, we thought we did put in the effort, I suppose. But look, looking back on it now in hindsight, I suppose our minds probably weren't quite where it needs to be for the standard of a Munster Championship game, you know, and after coming off a big win like that after waiting 26 years, I suppose that was always going to be the case. But look, this year I suppose preparations did go a little bit better, I suppose the celebrations were probably a little bit short as well, so that helped as well. And look, we came into the Patrick Swell game thinking about the Patrick Swell game only, not about Munster club or anything like that, but it was just that one game, we took it at that, and look, we're in the final now, so look, we do the same with that. It's one game, and look, we'll try and get a Munster Championship at the end of it.
And Graeme, obviously it's the club's 100th, it's your centenary, it's 40 years since won the Munster club, you know, it's a huge year for the club generally.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of kind of anniversaries and things like that in the last couple of years and things. But look, it's obviously it's just coincidence that these things are happening at the same time as we're being successful. But look, it's obviously a good thing, and it's great that the club is buzzing at the moment. You see young kids now in the middle of November, like, out playing in the field, as soggy as it is now, but in fairness, look, it's great. We want to continue that journey as well.
This Ballyhale side, what are your thoughts on them?
I just watched their game against Torosaras. Now I had it recorded, and I think they're a fairly similar team to ourselves. They're very physical. They're a big physical side. They're very direct. They play a lot of ball, long ball into full forward line. Obviously, they have Tony Kelly, who's probably one of the top players in the country, and we're going to have to come up with some sort of plan to try and curtail him at least. I don't think you're going to stop him, but as I said, they're a very physical side. They're similar to us. They've been winning games in the last couple of minutes as well, so obviously their fitness is not in question. So look, we're obviously going into a little bit of the unknown, and I suppose they're probably in the same boat. But well, look, we're looking forward to it. Look, it's going to be a battle, and hopefully, again, as I said, we can move to the right end of it.
In terms of the discussions that will be about Cork hurling, coming out of the club championship in Cork then and entering the Munster Championship campaign, would you felt you were stronger this year going up against that Limerick side? Now, I know it's hard because you were up against Waterford opposition last year, but do you think you're stronger generally?
I think we're stronger generally this year anyway. I think we were stronger going into the championship even in Cork this year, because I think there's a lot of lads kind of pushed on from last year. In fairness, you look at like Dean Brosnan, who was strong last year, is even fitter this year. He had a bit of a campaign with the Cork senior hurlers, which brought on his fitness big time. And then you've like Dave Doolan, Dave Noon, young lads who played with Cork 21 and things like that. That's going to bring them on as well. And I think if they're a year older, a couple of the young lads, you know, and just a year wiser, I suppose. So look, I think we were definitely stronger coming into the start of the year anyway. But look, as I said, coming into the Munster Championship, we were definitely more equipped for this year than we were last year.
And I suppose playing in a Munster final, and for some lads playing in Semple Stadium, it's a huge occasion. Like, and Glenrover support is always outstanding. Like, you know, so they'll pack those stands, you know.
Yeah, I think there could be a couple of buses going up now on Sunday, right? So look, that's always been fantastic for us. The support up here we get is unbelievable. Look, you know, and their parents and a lot of people come up, you know, to watch us and support us playing. Which even through the bad times as well, the case was the same, you know. So look, we're looking forward to Sunday. We'll have our support behind us. I'm sure Ballyhale will be the same. But look, as I said, we'll be giving a right go.
You've done it here in Cork, obviously, as Glenrovers captain, but what about that ambition within the squad and the team to do a Munster title in Semple Stadium?
I wouldn't even say it was an ambition, because it was so far away in our dreams. To be honest, we always thought the county was almost the end of it. But look, over the last couple of years, last 2 years, obviously, then we've gone into this Munster club thing. It's something that I haven't even thought about, really, to be honest, until we won the game against Patrick's. Well, and I'd probably have to pinch myself a small bit really thinking about that we're playing the Munster Club Championship. We're two games away from our own final. It's just, it's probably unbelievable at the moment, but at the same time we're going to have to start believing it fairly sharp because it's on Sunday, obviously, you know.
I know teams will always say they only take it one game at a time, but you have to look at the prize that's on offer afterwards, because the Munster Championship is one of the most difficult. So you can win this Munster final, as you said, then you're into the top four teams in the country, and when you can see it, isn't it just brilliant, like?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Obviously it's something that you'd probably only think about in the middle of the day, then we're kind of doing something at work, whatever, pop into your mind that look, you're three games away from our own club championship. As I said, I know it's cliche, we're taking one game at a time, and which we are, obviously, but you do kind of probably, you do probably wander into the tail, like, could we be playing in March on the 17th in Croke Park, you know? Look, that would be an unbelievable experience, but look, we're not looking past Sunday because we know the task ahead of us.
The very best of luck.
Cheers, thank you, Lisa.